This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Memorial Day 2019 on the air, as we are most holidays, live, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen, with a focus on the day, the time. Well, I was thinking about what you said, Victoria. You're on the shore now in Jersey. Get excited about the water, the pools, what's going on. So for me, it isn't any of those things. It's what's going on the farm. It's, you know, somebody who's been on the farm all my life, I get excited still about what happens. It's sort of a rite of spring, getting started. I serve ice cream and stuff. We have tours of the farm at a very busy weekend, a lot of activity on the farm. And so I just posted a picture of the cows running across the back pasture at djbshow.com. If you'd like, well, I know. Well, it's actually there, and you can go to facebook.com/DJV show to see a picture of the cows just kind of frolicking, running across the pasture. It's just fun to see that stuff. And then we are reminded about how sober a day it is, the events that have been going on over the weekend here, the theme of the day, the theme that cities have to remember. The musical celebrations, National Memorial Day Parade, which starts, I think, this afternoon at 2 o'clock, goes down Constitution Avenue. This year the parade is dedicated to the 75th anniversary of D-Day, which is June 6th, next week. And I remember on the 50th anniversary, God, it's 25 years ago, I was supposed to go, it was during the Clinton administration, I was supposed to go on a trip to Africa to take in a lot of things that were going on, great broadcasting from there. But we couldn't get a regular government plane because they were all being used to bring people back and forth to the D-Day ceremonies in Europe. That was 25 years ago, 75 years ago next week. Can you imagine we're going into the 1st of June already, ladies? Wow.
Yeah. So May has kind of flown by.
It sure has. The 30th National Memorial Day concert last night. A lot of people went to hear that. It was neat. Men and women in uniform. Sam Elliott was involved. Patti LaBelle sang last night. She's changed a lot in the last few years, but her voice still has got it, that's for sure. And then you go around the country. How's your city acknowledging those people who have given their lives? How are they memorializing these people? I'm looking at very special events in Chicago, Pennsylvania, Baltimore, Atlanta. Anybody here know, Kara or Victoria, anybody who is participating directly in any of these events, marching or playing music, anybody in anybody's family or circle of friends?
I don't. No, I really don't. My grandfather, before he passed away, he never missed a Memorial Day or a Veterans Day. He had been in the Navy in World War II, and so that was something that was very important to him. But he's the only family member that we have who served, so I'm not even sure what they're doing in our town here. I'm sure there's something going on in each town to remember those who have lost their lives.
Yeah. Like in Atlanta, they have a big jazz festival. But how does that get you to focus on what the day is really all about? In Pennsylvania, the Soldiers National Monument in Gettysburg is the site of a lot of activity. Ever been to Gettysburg? Either of you? Fabulous.
Once when I was a kid. Yeah, it's interesting.
It's just I'll go by Ike's farm in Gettysburg. When he retired, he went to Pennsylvania. And it's just one of those, again, it's kind of, you get the goosebumps.
A lot of ghosts, yep.
I guess, yeah, you could look at it that way. Yep. Also, the season of love begins with Memorial Day. Those of you who are planning on getting married, any of you, Carrie, you said you were going to a wedding, getting dresses and stuff.
Yeah, I was in one last month. I'm in one in 2 weeks, and then I've got another one coming up in a few months. So,
wow.
Lots of weddings.
Last year, from Memorial Day to the 4th of July, 37,000 couples said, I do, during the month of June. Why is June the most popular time to get married?
We have a June anniversary, June 24th. It's just the weather is nice, and it's just, you know, June has always sort of traditionally been the marrying month.
I think
you want to know what the average cost of a wedding in America is these days?
A lot.
$33,391.
I'd believe it.
That's the average cost of a wedding. So what do you do with the unusable stuff afterward? You can't bring the bridesmaid dresses back. You can't bring any of that stuff back. Is this a way would we, those of us who are conscious of the environment, should we stop spending all this money on? Maybe we should just stop getting married. It's expensive. Especially when you
don't have to spend $33,000 on a wedding.
Yeah,
though.
We didn't.
I guarantee Victoria didn't. My sister didn't. I know so many people who haven't, and other people who just feel pressured to because, I don't know, it's this tradition, and they hear that number and think, okay, that's a reasonable amount to spend. It's not. It's so easy to avoid spending that much money. So, yes, we can still get married.
Yeah.
Don't spend that much money.
All right, so there's...
It's so stupid. My best friend who just got married last month spent like $100 on her dress, which is, yes,
really?
Cheap. But if you do the research, then you can find a dress for that cheap.
Yeah, you can. So here's the story of a wedding last year that ended up in a fight between the father and the son. The two minutes before the event, the son told his father how he really felt. The other way around. The father told the son about how he felt about the future daughter-in-law. I don't like her. I'm sorry you're marrying her. Your mother doesn't like her. And
wow, is that information that would have been useful before?
2 minutes before they walked out of it, so the son pops his father.
Of course. Jeez.
Good heavens. The grandmother fainted when she saw it. Anyway, it's just one of those things, ladies and gentlemen. 14 after the hour, as we acknowledge and celebrate Memorial Day and different things, get started this time of year, the season of love. Actually, I just as an aside, so all those people got married in September last. I mean, in June last year, the last September for some reason has set a record as being the busiest. The busiest month ever for weddings in the history of our country. 165,000 couples walked down the aisle.
Really?
Yeah.
I went to a wedding in September, last September.
Yeah.
So, I think after you get beyond May, June, and July for weddings, in September prices kind of drop, and I think that's probably why more people are using September. And it's a beautiful month. For most places around the country, September is a gorgeous weather month.
Yeah. All right, Victoria, what do you have trending?
Well, for Memorial Day, I think we should probably go through some of the great deals that are being offered to active military members and veterans. Ace Hardware, if you we were talking earlier to Tom Kreitler about how to properly hang our flag. At Ace Hardware, they're giving out 1 million free American flags, and no purchase is necessary. Yep. You can go into any participating Ace Hardware store and get a free 8x12-inch flag while supplies last. And for every flag that you pick up, they're donating a second one to a local VFW post to be used for marking and honoring veteran graves on Memorial Day, which is really nice.
Yeah,
in the food department, if you are a veteran or an active military member, you can go to 7-Eleven and get a free coffee or Big Gulp today. Applebee's has their Dollarita margaritas for a dollar, and you also get 10% off your bill if you are an active, retired, or military service member or family. And if you want to take the kids out, Chuck E. Cheese is, they've got all kinds of special deals for military families, active duty, National Guard, reservists, retired service members, everybody. Same at Firebirds, wood-fired grill, veterans, active military, and Gold Star family members get a free entree with the purchase of another one. So, there are a lot of really great deals out there. If you, want to take advantage, today is definitely the day to do that. And, Outback Steakhouse also is giving, 20% off to police officers, active military, and all you need is your valid ID, and you get 20% off your bill.
How many police officers are former military?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think probably the largest single source of enrollees is from the military. I guess it makes sense as well. Speaking of things that make sense, 16 after the hour, Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, has a special deal. He'd like you to, and if you haven't yet experienced the value of having my pillows on your bed, he'd like to encourage you to do that. In fact, here's a deal. If you go to mypillow.com right now, you get a two-pack of my pillow premium pillows for $69.98, way off the normal price. I think it's normally $99. So you're saving a lot of money, $34 and change per pillow. Lowest price ever offered on radio. So special, we were talking about Memorial Day deals. This is one of them. Only available at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV and get two premium MyPillows, $69.98, with that the promo code DJV, DJV at MyPillow.com. If you hurry, they'll ship them free. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Lots of fantastic offers. Save money on sheets, on pillows, pillowcases, dog beds, you name it. If you spend more than $200, they'll help you finance it as well. That's all that the DJV, you got to use the DJV code at mypillow.com.
Man, I love my kids so much. I once sat for 3 hours in the cold rain to watch her soccer team lose by 18 goals.
I love my kids so much. I once used a tube to suck snot out of her stuffed nose at 3 a.m.
You win.
Love your kids? Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat. From toddlers to tweens, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat to find the right seat for their age and size. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Have you tried Joint Formula 14 from Sierra Sil yet? No? Why not? Why are you still sitting around feeling achy? Just this week, listener Guy wrote in to tell me how much Joint Formula 14 has helped relieve his stiff hips and his hands. Roberto took it and used it on his knee after knee replacement. It's helping Jane recover from those old injury aches that she's had since her college athletic days. Do like so many other DJV listeners have done and go to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Get the details, our special offer, free shipping only for the month of May and only for DJV listeners. There's a money-back guarantee, so you'll feel the ache relief or you'll get your money back. Don't keep putting up with those terrible aches and pains. Try Joint Formula 14 from Sierra Sil at achefree.live. That's achefree.live with free shipping for a limited time.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
The focus on Memorial Day, not just hot dogs, not just hamburgers, not just ice cream, not just going to the beach, not just having a swim, not just having a day off from school, but really about the flag, a day when we pause, look at the flag, thank the people who have fought for all the things that we have. I went through a laundry list of things that we have as a result of men and women in uniform. So this is a day we set aside every year for heroes of both genders, of all ages, people who have given that sacrifice. And all of the various wars I went through enumerated some of the, if you go to hour one, If you're listening to us on, what is it? TuneIn. That's it. TuneIn. 21 after the hour.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
She ain't messing with no other man. Me and her are something different. I really need all you to understand.
So here is the Kara's favorite Ed Sheeran dropping a new song. Good week for him. I understand his fans are called Cheerios. Is that right?
Yeah.
Apparently so. Don't call me one, though.
Okay. Don't call you a Cheerio.
I'm not a Cheerio.
Okay. Hey, but you like Ed Sheeran,
I'm an Ed Sheeran fan, but I don't believe in
not
a stupid fan names.
I know. Stupid fan names. Recently released a collaboration with Justin Bieber. Last week, I think we played I Don't Care here.
Mm-hmm.
And now, top the charts around the globe with more. Here's a song called Cross Me. It appeared with I Don't Care and 13 other tracks on Sheeran's forthcoming All-Star Collaborative Collection, coming out July the 12th. Lineup of guest artists. Well, they're not, I guess they're not promoting it yet, right? They're not saying it's a big surprise.
Yeah, it's a secret. Yeah.
Sacred!
So he's announcing each. So he lives, basically, they just have the song title with the artist crossed out. And then when he drops the song, then he announces who's going
to be. Clever. Wow, that's clever. All right, so that's the Ed Sheeran story. Eric Church in the musical news at 26 past the hour on the DJV program. Victoria, Kara, and I now listening to a song called Monsters. He headlined his first ever stadium show Saturday during his Double Down tour in Nashville, setting a new attendance record there. 56,521 people in attendance. Boy, I didn't realize he was that popular, this guy.
I didn't either.
Yeah. Taylor Swift was the last person to have that kind of an audience in this stadium last year. She set the record. Now this guy set a new record. Church became the only artist with the venue's 20-year history to headline a solo stadium show. 3 hours, he sang 40 songs. Music spanning his 15-year career, as well as a medley of covers, including snippets of Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody, Travis Tritt's It's a Great Day to Be Alive, Neil Diamond's Sweet Caroline, Billy Joel's Piano Man, Def Leppard's Pour Some Sugar on Me, and Joan Jett's I Love Rock and Roll.
It's a very eclectic mix of cover songs.
I was
going to
say, for a country sort of guy, yeah. after the show, I'm sorry, ahead of the show, he met with members of the industry where he was given a plaque to commemorate 30 million albums that he sold. He said, quote, "I came to this town 15 years ago. I was a dreamer. I didn't dream this big. I think that's a testament to music, the fans, the people believing in it. I'm blessed, very humbled, and very thankful." As well you should be, sir. Good for you to recognize it. It's not you who makes it. It's them who make you. Got to have something good, though, in the first place.
Yeah.
Sounds like he's got it, right? Got it. Eric Church has got it. Keeping that theme alive of who's got it. Kenny Chesney, Florida Georgia Line, Jason Aldean, country music stars headlining this weekend's return of the Bayou Country Superfest in Baton Rouge, where it all started. This is an annual event. Turn to Tiger Stadium on Saturday and Sunday. Had been in New Orleans the last couple of years. Chesney, Florida Georgia Line, Dan and Shay, Cassidy Pope all hit the stage for the opening. Then Kane Brown, Brett Young, Chase Rice, and Parrish County Line warmed up the crowd for Jason Aldean, who was the headliner, took over the stage both Saturday and Sunday night. George Strait to 135,000 people, one of the largest crowds at the festival's history as part of his 2014 farewell tour. Apparently they had a large crowd like that there as well. So, oh, I'll crank this up. This is a great song. Do you like this?
This is cute, yeah. I mean, I'm not a big country fan, but yeah.
This is a traditional country sound with the fiddles and the whole deal. Yes-siree! The Jamboree! At 28 after, this is the DJ V Jamboree.
I don't care if it's a habit as long as you have it, and I have it with you.
Doug Steffen here. I've had a MyPillow for a couple of years now. For that, like a lot of you, I had problems getting to sleep and staying asleep. So today, I set that fill, that patented fill inside MyPillow, the way I want it every night before I go to sleep, to support me where I need it. Just like Mike Lindell, the founder, said, I feel like I fall asleep faster and maybe even sleep better. For me, it's not about how much time in bed, it's about how much time is quality rest. Made right here in the U.S. with a 10-year warranty, you can wash and dry MyPillows, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and for a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a two-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow, lowest price ever offered here. Only available at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Two premium MyPillows, $69.98 with the code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says he's not worried about North Korea's recent missile tests during the final news conference of his visit to Japan. While standing alongside Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, Trump said he doesn't think the missile tests that North Korea conducted earlier this month violated United Nations sanctions.
My people think it could have been a violation, as you know. I view it differently. I view it as a man. Perhaps he wants to get attention, and perhaps not. Who knows? It doesn't matter.
On the subject of trade, Trump told reporters his administration will make a deal with China, just not yet.
Chicago is seeing another violent Memorial Day weekend. Reports are, since Friday, 34 people have been shot. Five of them have died. Last year, 37 people were shot. Seven of them died over the entire Memorial Day weekend in the Windy City. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry. Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%. APR, 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
On this Monday, it's 27th of May. A lot of sports activity this weekend, Victoria.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's not great news from the sports desk, but we'll start out with the passing of legendary Green Bay Packer quarterback Bart Starr. He, lots of fans and sports writers and everyone who knew him, he was really a total legend, Hall of Famer. He won... the first two Super Bowl titles in the 60s, and he died at the age of 85 in Birmingham, Alabama, and mm-hmm. he won five National Football League championships for the Packers. Unfortunately, he had a stroke in 2014, and he had been kind of in failing health, but the Packers organization has stayed very close with him, and so this is a sad day for all the Green Bay fans.
I remember as a kid, growing up and
paying attention somewhere. I'm sure you're familiar with him, right?
Yeah. Well, we used to, in New England, his name was Bart Starr. Was it Bart Starr? Mm-hmm. Anyway, he was quite the hero.
Yeah.
And apparently a gentleman.
Yes.
Well,
from all of the tributes coming forward, it just everyone really singing his praises as just a wonderful human being.
A lot different. The picture painted of men in the various sports back then and what's painted of these guys, these spoiled, overpaid minions of molecular modesty, they just, it's a whole different thing. It's just a sign of the time. Not old, not good, not bad, just an observation.
Yeah.
So anyway, what else have we got?
So next up, the Indy 500. That took place yesterday. And for the first time in more than 100 years, a French driver took the title. And his name is Simon Pagenaud. And I don't understand the dumping of milk on themselves when they win. I don't know what the tradition of that is.
I might do on the farm, but I don't know why they do.
Yeah, I don't know how that happened. But anyway, so congratulations to him. Apparently, there are already rumors that he will be visiting the White House, and so I'm not sure if that's going to happen. Yeah, but and then of course, and we have to get to some very tragic news over the weekend. The University of Wisconsin, the assistant men's basketball coach Howard Moore, was with his family driving near Ann Arbor, Michigan. They got into a fatal car accident. Howard Moore lost his wife, and his two children were hit head-on by a female driver who was going the wrong way. And so his 9-year-old daughter, Jaden, and his wife, Jennifer, died as a result of the crash. He has a 13-year-old son who's being treated in the hospital, the University of Michigan Hospital, and Howard Moore himself is also expected to recover. The family dog also was killed in this accident. It was just horrible news. And so, again, the University of Michigan, or Wisconsin, rather, they have sent out all of their love and support. It's a really just horrible tragedy. And then another tragedy happened over the weekend, this time in Alabama. Rod Bramblett, who is the voice of the Auburn Tigers, he and his wife, Paula, both died from injuries sustained in a car crash. Once again, this was a 16-year-old girl who was, or a 16-year-old, I don't know if it's a girl or a guy, was driving a Jeep Grand Cherokee and struck the back of the car, of the Bramblett's Highlander, the Toyota Highlander. It spun them around and, unfortunately, they both passed away from their injuries. And that was, that actually took place on the Shug Jordan Parkway. Just after 6 p.m. It's because the person is 16 who struck them, they haven't released any names and they haven't said if alcohol was a factor. But, you know, this is a very busy holiday weekend.
Yeah,
tons of people out on the road.
Alcohol wasn't a factor, but I wouldn't.
Wasn't?
It wasn't, but I wouldn't be surprised if she was, or he or she, whoever it was distracted by something else this weekend.
Yeah, I know. It's just, it's horrible. And there's the amount of lives lost is just really tragic for
a
fun weekend.
Yeah, I noticed a number of these stories locally here as well, and there are pretty much always extenuating circumstances, i.e. alcohol, drinking too much, why it is that people think that these summer holidays are a license to be irresponsible and jerk. The people who abuse others in the name of drinking too much and having a good time are jerks. And oftentimes, and that's coupled with my own feelings, strong feelings about youngsters today driving who don't have any real, they have no sense of what it's like to drive a car. This is a big piece of machinery, and it's different. It really is different. Growing up, I just posted on the Facebook page, facebook.com/DJV Show, a picture of the farm logo behind the flag and telling the story about the two lives that I lead as a broadcaster and as the owner of this farm and how fortunate I feel I am. And I bring it up because the way I learned how to drive was to respect the... I was looking at an old Ferguson tractor, which is what I learned to drive on when I was 9 years old. I respected this vehicle. I think even today I respect the vehicles that I drive and I understand them. Children today are not taught to respect the vehicle and what the force that it has, the power in that engine, and a couple of tons of metal zooming down the road at 60 miles an hour. Do you realize what a responsibility that is?
Yeah, I'm always amazed, too, though, how many people who are not teenagers, who are full-grown adults, you know, in their 40s, 50s, 60s, who are looking at their phone or just distracted or not paying attention when they're driving. And, you know, I told my mom a couple weeks ago when I was driving with her, something that I feel like I've noticed is that people just don't know what laws are when they're driving anymore. You know, in Maryland, you're not supposed to be in the right lane if there's a tow truck or a police car or something in the shoulder you're supposed to get over, and that's a law. Or just, you know, people don't understand what road signs mean or when you're supposed to have your lights on. I don't know if people have just forgotten what they learned in driver's ed or if they never paid attention in the first place, but I feel like it's become kind of a serious problem. It's like nobody knows how to communicate on the road anymore.
Yeah,
nobody knows when they're supposed to go at a four-way stop when there's a stop sign. It's just things that are not that complicated that seem like kind of common sense. Nobody knows how to do them.
Well, if you're in New Jersey or Massachusetts, you know, and you go, well, in Europe they call them the roundabouts. In New Jersey they call them circles. No one has any clue how to navigate around a circle. No one knows who's supposed to go when, who yields. Nobody knows.
Yeah. And that's part of what you're supposed to learn when you go to driving school.
Yeah.
But it's like anything else, Kara. The things that you'll remember are the things that you experience and have a strong attachment to, or you've had something that's happened that startled you. Like if you're driving and you all of a sudden realize somebody stopped in front of you and you have to jam on the brakes, that will stay with you. Oh, my God, I better pay attention to what's going on in front of me. And oftentimes that circumstance is never replicated in a driving situation with a guy sitting next to you in a car training you how to drive the car. We don't have enough experience driving before we get a license.
Well, I will say, you know, I grew up with a mother who very much sticks to the rules, and so we were supposed to have at least 60 hours of drive time before we even took driver's ed and before we got our license. And so I have a mom who, every time she went out driving and it was an errand, then I was the one who was driving and she was in the passenger seat, and so I was out there all the time. Pretty much everyone
that's
else.
That's a good mom, because a lot of other moms kind of can't be bothered.
Well,
with that.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, is when I took driver's ed, I mean, you could hear the kids talking in class, and pretty much none of them had that amount of time. Maybe they had like 10, 15, 20 hours.
Yeah.
And then they would take driver's ed, and their mom would just, you know, fake and sign that they had all these hours because they didn't really care and they didn't see the importance of it. And, you know,
or they can't be bothered, because I remember even a few times when I had my permit and I wanted to drive, and my mom would say, oh, you know what, it's just easier. I just needed to do a quick errand. Let me just go and do it, you know, rather than, I guess she thought it would be a bigger deal of, you know. And that, you know, and I did driver's ed and the whole thing, but I just, it's amazing to me. Like, I think, I don't know if it's in every state, but in New Jersey, it's a state law that as soon as a pedestrian hits the crosswalk, all the traffic has to stop. No one stops.
Yeah.
And I always do, but just because I grew up here and I know that that's the state law. But
the police are too busy out on the highway gunning for people who are speeding so they can give them a ticket and make some money,
I guess,
instead of paying attention.
Yeah, I was even surprised there was a fire engine behind me the other day. And it's obviously you're supposed to pull over to the side as soon as you
especially if it's on your side of the street.
Yeah, if there's if there's a barricade in the middle, then you don't have to stop. But if there's not a barricade and it's on the other side of the road, then you're still supposed to slow down and stop because you don't know what direction they could be crossing onto your side of the road in front of you.
Yeah.
But the amount of people that I saw, like, who just kept driving or didn't know what to do, and they just were kind of swerving and, like,
people
making
don't pull
it even
over
difficult
for ambulances when the lights are flashing. It's like, well, when are you going to pull over if it's not for an ambulance?
Well, I'm in a hurry. I got important things to do. I don't need to slow down for that.
I guess so.
It's all about me. Selfish. Okay. 44 after the hour. There's a study that we talked about last week about meal kits not being as bad for the environment as some people will think or do think. I had this comment early on. We started talking a couple of months ago about Martha Stewart and the new deal she has for food delivery service straight to your door, Martha and Marley Spoon. So somebody sent me some information about a study, and then Victoria, doing her homework, sent me another bit of information about meal kit services, pre-portioned raw ingredients, and how that is actually good for the environment because there's no food being wasted. I think that is the takeaway from this story. Stop wasting food. You want to be an advocate? Healthy choices? Yep. Fresh local food? Fine. But The other thing is, in terms of what you're, if you're responsible, not wasting, I'm big on this. I think we waste so much food, we should, that's incredible how much food we waste.
That is the number one source of greenhouse gas emissions, rotting food in landfills because there isn't enough oxygen. And so it's such an affront to the environment and to greenhouse warming and greenhouse gases. That's the thing that people don't really understand. It's mostly produce.
Did I tell you that I was going to start I have a composting facility on the farm anyway, but we're going to start taking vegetable. We're going to start taking food in it and make it a food base.
That's great. Yep.
Yeah. But then what we do is the deal I made with the guy is that half of it goes for fertilizer on my farm.
Yeah.
To fertilize the fields because I don't use any chemicals and I'm always looking for different ways of doing it. This is a mix up of things that come, you know, lawn chippings and that sort of thing, mixing that with wood chips and mixing it with food waste. And the way we do it, you can turn it in 3 months, turn the cycle in 3 months. I got into a pile of it yesterday, a pile of compost, and I've had this compost it's been sitting for about 10, 12 years, and it's pure dirt, pure loam with leaves and all kinds of, you know, stuff like that, a little bit of manure in it, but all the leaves, everything's composted. Fabulous. It's just great loam.
If people, you know, and if people would just save their food scraps, then and just pop them in the freezer so they don't smell and put them in a paper bag, almost every town now takes compost, and it takes your food scraps and it turns it into compost. And they give you a free bag, usually, of the end product.
Well, this guy's made
a
business.
So you can fertilize your garden or whatever.
Yeah. The guy who's partnering with me is a fellow that's made a business out of it. He charges families $500 a year to come pick up all of the waste that they have, all the food waste, and then he brings it to the site, and we're going to make something of it. Anyway, the reason I got into that was because I was going to point you to Martha Marley Spoon, where they're now giving away 3 free meals for you to get started with the system to find out how good it really is. And so why don't you just go pick up your cell phone and text the word FORK, F-O-R-K, to 246-810. And if you're one of the first 100 people to do it today, you get 3 free meals from Martha Marley Spoon. And it's all measured, as I said, all together right to your door. It comes. Text FORK to 246-810. Get your free meals. Text FORK to 246-810. CBD oils and supplements are all the rage right now, right? But how do you know which one to try or who to trust? The DJV Show trusts the professionals at Purity Products, and you can too. They've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years, and now they've introduced the new Purity Products CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic CBD from hemp oil plus clinically tested botanicals in just one little capsule. Soon you'll feel it soothing your aching joints, relieving stress, and improving your healthy sleep. Even more, you can now try Purity Products CBD Super Formula for just $9. Call 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939 for Purity Products CBD Super Formula to reduce stress, promote joint health, and so much more. Call for your $9 CBD Super Formula trial at 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939. Hurry, the offer ends soon.
The big news from Subaru is the all-new 3-Row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has the interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The all-new 3-Row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Most everybody remembers from Superman, Super Duper Man. As I can see the picture of Marlon Brando in this one, right, Chucker?
He played Jor-El, father of Superman.
Yep. This is the theme. Why didn't they stick with the same producers who are doing all these Superman movies, right? Why didn't they just stick with this movie?
Well, music? That's a long time ago. Actually, the reason we played that theme is I did a revival last night on the big screen of Superman, the original Christopher Reeve classic superhero movie back from 1978. And I got to tell you, that movie, when you watch that on a big screen, it is every bit as good in 2019 as it was when I remember seeing it as a little boy in 1978. And I think the credit goes to director Richard Donner, who really was a visionary when he made that movie, because the tone, you know, people could argue about special effects and what special effects were in 1978 versus current time. But that aside, the tone of that film was absolutely pitch perfect, and the casting of Christopher Reeve was simply awesome.
Worked.
He was perfect as
Clark
Kent. But, you know, I'll tell you a quick story. Back in the day in 1978, they were very nervous about casting an unknown, the producers, and they actually were thinking about almost every actor in the business to play Superman, which included Robert Redford, Paul Newman, even Nick Nolte, who had been not really a good Superman, despite the fact I like Nick Nolte a lot. They even thought about James Caan. I just don't see that at all. Sylvester Stallone wanted to do it. And they even contemplated Muhammad Ali, who was very popular back in the day as Superman. But they did the smart thing. They went with an unknown Christopher Reeve. And I just want to point out, and this is a sad note, this day in history, May 27, 1994, Christopher Reeve fell off that horse and got paralyzed from the neck down in a very tragic day in his life, obviously. And also, and that, you know, very
his
sad
daughter,
fans.
You know, when you think about it, he had a daughter that worshipped him, and she lost her father young, and then the mother died of lung cancer a couple of years after that. And I don't know whatever happened to that kid, but yeah, he was a good Superman. I agree with you. All right, so here we go. It's not. It's Memorial Day, so the box office totals are irrelevant until tomorrow, really.
They are. We'll just point out. We'll just point out one thing. Aladdin did better than expected. It's going to gross more than $100 million in its four-day opening. And then I was reading about box office tracking that Disney's The Lion King, which opens in about a month, is actually tracking at over $200 million. Opening weekend. So now this year they've done a live-action Dumbo, which had a so-so opening, mixed reviews. I actually liked that film. I found it very enjoyable. Aladdin going to do a $100 million opening frame. I watched parts of this. We booked it at the local theater I'm involved in. I'm going to watch the whole thing in the next few days, but I found it to be entertaining to what I watch. But The Lion King appears to be the crown jewel in their library, at least this year, where this movie is going to be very, very popular when they do The Lion King next month hitting theaters.
All right. Well, that's good to know. I'm happy to have. It's always good when you see people do well or you see something do well that people work very hard. I saw last night as I was sort of coming off of the day, I turned on HBO and there was a story about the story behind the story of the making of this last season of Game of Thrones. From the producer, the staff, and everybody. And it was pretty interesting driving around Ireland to places I'd just seen a month or so ago to the place where they filmed the inside shots to the hardship of being out in the weather. There were a lot of snowstorms in Northern Ireland this year for the first time in a long time. And apparently slowed down. The actors were freezing. Apparently.
Right. Well, you know, you bring up a good point. It's very easy for a critic or a fan to dismiss something with a negative response, but the work that goes into cultivating a TV production or a movie from beginning to end is pretty extensive, and people do work very hard, both in front of the camera and behind the camera. So it's always good when something turns out and is well received, but even when it's not exactly received on a high positive note, the work that goes into it is still there.
Yeah, it is, and it's much more complicated to do. And when you figure how quickly they turn both television production and movie production these days, Chucker, used to be a solid year between the wrap of a movie and when it appeared. Now it's, what, some of them are 4, 5, 6 months?
Yeah,
7 months,
exactly.
8 months?
Exactly. And it, also, the movie business has now become extremely front-loaded. If you don't open, you close. So these movies have to have big opening weekends or they get themselves in trouble financially quickly.
Move along. Chuck Curry, our movie man here for us. It's 59 past the hour. Thanks, Chucker.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.